Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone back to our continuing series on Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, Yvonne Coleman Lowry, birthday girl, is our birthday celebration here, and she's interrupting, or we're interrupting her, to get some more of her wonderful life story. March 4th, I'm sure most of you will hear this afterwards, but March 4th, 2019, we're talking to Yvonne Coleman Lowry on her birthday. And you know, sweet 16 and never been kissed is an expression, and she's still in her childhood. And she's so wonderful, an artist, and we haven't spoken about that too much, but we've been getting her life story, and it's wonderful. Her charitable work is second to none, and so much work with the Girl Scouts, and she has just done a wonderful job in her life of sharing with others. And first of all, welcome back and happy birthday, Yvonne.
Thank you very much. This is my 83rd birthday.
Wow.
And I was just talking, when we finished last time, I was talking about that the family had just moved to Magnolia Avenue, where Daddy had built a new building for his printing business. And but the nice thing about it was that I was closer to my junior high, and I was second year at junior high at that time. And we had moved to the corner of Magnolia and Winona. And there was Winona Field was about, two or three blocks from my house. Not that I ever walked down there very much, except when I was going to ball games, because the high school city football field was located there, and there were baseball fields for men's baseball, and I guess women's also, during the summer at that location. And I never realized it so much that would probably have been the best way for me to walk to go to school, because the school then was in front of all of that. And I think, when I was thinking about this week, I thought, that's crazy. Why didn't I walk that way? That was probably closer than the way I walked to school.
Do you think because there was a familiarity to it, or was the scenery nicer? Was it a nicer, were you avoiding maybe not such a pretty road, or would the other way have been just as nice?
Well, I think it would have been just as nice. It may be closer, but I just never, nobody ever said to me, why don't you go that way instead of walking down Magnolia Avenue until you get to Bertrand. That was the street that the school was on, which was only about two blocks away now compared with how far I had to walk when we lived on Cruz Street. So I don't know. Usually somebody would say, well, you'd be better off if you did so-and-so, but nobody ever said that. But it could be because the seemed like the ball fields were sort of down in a gully, because not only did they have the ball games and all that kind of stuff, but when the circus came to Knoxville, it was in that football stadium. And so there was houses sort of up above all of that, and Daddy always had a friend that lived in one of those houses, or maybe it was always the same house. We would take our canvas and wood sling beach chairs and go and sit in their yard and watch the circus, because we could see it all.
Wow.
And the loudspeaker was so loud that we could almost hear it from our house. So, that was always exciting.
Yeah. And that's interesting. I mean, you don't hear about that anymore. That's another part of Americana. I keep using the term Americana. And every time I talk to you, it gets deeper and deeper. Let me remind folks, if they're just tuning in or if they're just turning on their computers, radios, Frank McKay here, much more importantly, part of a continuing series that we want you to binge listen to, and soon to be the subject of a documentary, Yvonne Coleman Lowry, and thrilled to be part of her story and helping to tell her story. But she's a wonderful artist as well. It's very interesting that you could pull out these chairs and watch the circus from where you are. I mean, was it under the big top? Did they have a big top, or was it kind of?
No, it was in the open, and so that's why it was so easy to be able to see everything that was going on, the elephants and all of that, because people would be, you know, sitting in the on both sides of the stadium, and we were, you know, could look right down the field to see all the acts and everything that were going on, especially when they did the high wire, because, you know, they were just almost eye level with us. So that was sort of neat that we had friends that were willing for us to come and sit in their backyard and watch.
Yeah. I mean,
and when,
go ahead.
When we moved, okay.
No,
you ask a question.
No. I was just going to say that it's eye level because you were higher. Your elevation was higher.
We were higher. I think that there's a creek that sort of went through that area, and it could be that was why that was a low area. I mean, I never thought of it when I was riding a bus or driving, you know, in a car, to think that area was lower. But it had to be, because we could sit in these people's backyard and overlook the ball field and all. So it was, you know, it's a wonderful memory, you know, especially seeing the elephants, because that was always an interesting thing to me.
Yeah, do you remember what circus? You remember what the name of the circus was?
Oh, no, it just, the circus came every year. No,
it wasn't Clyde Beatty Circus, right? It wasn't that? It was probably different.
I don't think it was, but I don't know what, you know, I'd have to Google, I guess, to find out, you know, circuses that went on. This was like in the late 40s and early 50s.
Yeah.
And
this is wonderful. It's a wonderful memory. And I'm sure you aren't alone. This was like watching a parade in some ways, right? You know, people just kind of pull out their, you know, pull out their chairs and they watch, or a fireworks display, let's say, you know, like people might just pull out their chairs on the side of the road or in front of their homes or whatever, and just kind of watch what's going on. Do you have a lot of memories like that?
When we moved to Magnolia Avenue, that was Highway 40 now. I mean, I guess it was then, too. There would be all kinds of the military bringing, I don't know what they call that, you know, groups through, you know, in vehicles. And we would always go out and wave and, you know, all that kind of thing. It seems like we were always having parades downtown Knoxville, which I guess we went to lots of times.
You know, we're talking here on your birthday, and again, happy birthday from everyone listening, I'm sure. Do you remember any specific birthday early on, and can you remember the first birthday that you could remember? Which one was it, and what made it special?
Oh, dear. I don't know. I mean, we, you know, I always celebrate my birthday, but I really do not remember anything outstanding. I hadn't even thought about that being my birthday today.
I mean, did you have parties? Was it more a closed family affair? Did you go out to a restaurant? Did you hit a
pinata? Seldom went out to eat in those days. I think the man I married because he was willing to take me out to eat all the time. But my family was especially the Coleman family, was very outgoing, and we were so involved in the church that having parties. When I grew up on Crew Street, my mom, Papa, I may have mentioned this before, they owned a lot of the property, and Daddy had built had used a building in the back of my grandparents' house for his printing shop. And we would almost really before I remember real well, but I know the family talked about it, there were tennis courts. And these people would come on the weekends, and they would play tennis. My sister had a little shop that sold Coca-Colas and those kind of things. And so she made money, but she was 6.5 years older than I was. But I can remember all the, and then homemade ice cream. So during the summer, we had all those kind of parties. And the family just was very close and did all kinds of things, and especially Spence, that was mainly church people. But and most of the people that I went to school with went to Belle Avenue Baptist Church. So and when we moved to Magnolia, Nancy Burnett lived about 2 blocks behind us, and Geraldine Witt, and they would come by the house, and we'd walk to school together, and that kind of thing. So that was always nice.
Another reminder, Frank McKay here with the birthday girl. She's 83 years
83.
Young. 83 years young, and which isn't old anymore. There's people are going way into 100, and I'm with Yvonne Coleman Lowry. And she's just a wonderful activist, especially for Girl Scouts of America. And she's an artist, and she's giving us a history lesson on her life and so much more. And everything from model trains to Girl Scouts to everything else that's going on. But she is just a wonderful source of information here, Yvonne Coleman Lowry, on her birthday. Frank McKay here with Yvonne Coleman Lowry. I asked you about birthday parties. What about birthday presents? You remember anything that stood out? I mean, did you get your first bicycle for your birthday? Did you? Do you have anything that stands out? I mean, you've had a wonderful childhood. Maybe it all blends nicely, and every day was like a special special day. So maybe birthdays didn't stand out so much. But any birthday present that you've gotten stand out?
Well, I did a bicycle 1 year for my birthday. But major gifts were at Christmas time. But I wanted to be a tomboy, but I really wasn't. I was too scared to do things. And I never was a good bicycle rider because I don't know if I was afraid I was going to fall off or what. But I would ride up to my other grandmother's house, but I never rode it to school. And it was probably not worth the money that my family put out to buy it. But roller skating, now that was the thing that I enjoyed so much. And even up until junior high and breaking my arm when I fell one time, I can remember that and how everybody took care of me. Even, my friends at school, Yvonne, you can't do so-and-so because you got a broken arm. I'll do it for you. And I just let everybody help me and do it, whatever they wanted to do.
Listen, that's a nice memory. You know, and the thing is, you could say now my parents shouldn't have spent so much on the bicycle. It was not worth it. But you never know. You could have loved that bicycle, and you could have just ridden all over the place. You don't know what a child's going to take on and take a shine to until you present them with it. Like the roller skates. I mean, I got roller skates when I was younger, and I don't think I ever put them on. So, I think more people probably would get hurt on the roller skates than on the bicycle. Were you good on the roller skates? I know you said you broke your arm, but, a lot of people break their arm.
Well, no, but we had a sidewalk in front of our house, and it was sort of on a hill, and you could go, and about 3 houses down, for some reason or other, that house did not have sidewalks. And so I had to be very careful that, you start downhill, you can just sort of just glide down because you're going downhill. And boy, you'd fall right down in that ditch in the front of their house because there was no sidewalk. But then the sidewalk started on the other side, and I never even questioned that till right now why they did not have a sidewalk in front of their house. But then when I in junior and senior high school, it was we went to the roller rink. Chihuahua Park was located in my area of the city, and it was the main park. There was a Ferris wheel and bumper cars and all those kinds of stuff. They were there the year round, and at certain times, like the East Tennessee State Fair was located in that location. But there was also a skating rink, so that was one of the things that the church group and school groups would do, would be go roller skating. So I just went for the social aspect of it and being with friends, not necessarily, I never learned to skate backwards. And, you know, if I skated with somebody, I always had to go forward. Yeah. And, but that was a fun part of my experience, and I did. It was in the ninth grade, or eighth grade, I think, when I fell and broke my right hand, of all things.
Yeah, well, you were right-handed, so, I mean, that impeded your schoolwork and so forth. But, yeah, again, Yvonne Coleman-Larry is our very special guest, Frank McKay, here with a wonderful lady on her birthday, special 83rd birthday. You've seen a lot in 83 years, and you've seen the changing of America, and right before your eyes, and you're here to you know, to kind of fill us in on what we missed. But what you're painting a picture of is a time you know, past that we're never going to see again, and it sounds so sad, but it's not sad because people are here to repeat this and people like yourself to talk about it. But in 83 years, you've gotten to see so much. And from where you grew, I mean, you grew up basically in middle America. Not that it's, you know, not the Midwest, but I mean, in, you know, middle America. This is where life happens, and this is what happened in that time period. And you're talking about the 40s and the 50s, and you're talking about a you know, a state fair, which is a big deal, I would imagine. It still is. A state fair is still a big deal, but imagine what it was like, and I'm talking to the listeners here, not you. I mean, imagine what it was like when we didn't have the internet, and we didn't have, you know, a movie theater on every you know, like everywhere you looked, and the big giant you know, permanent structures now that we have. But it was about roller skating, and it was about state fairs, and it was about football games and ball games. You mentioned the ball games. Another part of the social aspect, I would imagine, was the football games that you would go to. And were they Friday nights? Is that when football games happened then?
Yes. And at that point in time, there was only two high schools in town. Old Knox High School, and then for the Negro children, and if I'd gone to Austin High, that would have been closer than going to Knoxville High. But anyway, but this was back during segregation days, and so there were those two schools. But when I finished junior high and went to high school, Old Knox High School, where my mother and daddy went, where my sister went, was going to be no more. That was going to be the school headquarters, and there were four new schools. And so I was the first year I went to high school, which was the 10th grade for me. And I have a ninth grade at the school then from then on. But so East High School was a brand new school. Old Knox High School was one of those that had a split basement, and you had all these steps to climb. I've never enjoyed climbing steps. And now I was in a school that everything was on the same level. And I mean, I couldn't walk. I couldn't walk to school. I always rode the bus, but a few young men enjoyed walking me home from school, and right. So I always took advantage of that.
Well, listen, keep your thought. Stay right with us. And again, here on her birthday, which is March 4th, if you're listening to us in the future, March 4th is the birthday, and March 4th, 2019, is the 83rd birthday of the wonderful Yvonne Coleman Lowry, wonderful artist and activist and enjoyer of life and a historian, in a sense. And she's the daughter of two wonderful folks that we've covered quite a bit. But Yvonne Coleman Lowry, once again, is our very special guest. Binge listen to everything that we're doing here and that we've done. Yvonne, stay right where you are. And everyone, please binge listen to everything that we've done.